Chapter 11. "Wee-hee!" Mater shouted the next morning as dawn broke over Radiator Springs. "Wee-hoo!" Hearing the whoops and hollers, Sally drove out of her motel to investigate. She found Mater turning circles and spinning happily on a beautiful newly paved stretch of road. She gasped. "Wow," she thought. McQueen had done an amazing job. "Morning, Sally," Mater called. "Hey, look at this here fancy new road that Lightning McQueen done just made." Soon the other cars had gathered on the road. Ramon bounced on his hydraulics, getting as low as he could go. "Ooh, Ramon," Flo cooed to her husband. "Mama ain't seen you that low in years." "I haven't seen a road like this in years," Ramon replied. "Well then," Flo said playfully, "let's cruise, baby." Soon all the cars were out taking a spin on the sleek new blacktop. "Hey, bellissima," Luigi cried as he gawked at the road from the front of his store. "It's like it was paved by angels."
"Doc, look at this,"
Sally said as the gruff old roadster pulled up to the fresh asphalt.
"Should have tossed him into the cactus a lot sooner, huh?"
Doc grunted. "Well, he ain't finished yet. He's still got a long way to go."
"Hey, Luigi," Lizzie called as she rolled past the tire store. "This new road makes your place look like a dump."
"Ah, the crazy old devil woman,"
Luigi said grouchily, but as he looked up at his store, he gasped.
"She's all right."
Doc peered down at the road, inspecting the work closely.
"Huh, that punk actually did a good job," he muttered. "Well, now where the heck is he?"
Looking around, he noticed Bessie sitting by the side of the road. McQueen was nowhere in sight. Just then, Doc heard the sound of a race car engine in the distance. He sped off after the noise.
"Sheriff," Doc said as he drove up to the cliff edge at Willie's Butte. "Is he making another run for it?"
Sheriff chuckled.
"No, no," he explained. "He ran out of asphalt in the middle of the night and asked me if he could come down here. All he's trying to do is make that there turn."